patterns of our society are being disrupted.
Raising to a new level.
I have reached the end of my tether with people staking their claim with a political party in complete absolution. There is absolutely no advantage to it in this day and age. You have to face some facts here. We are being lied to on record levels. You can believe nothing. This isn't conspiracy theory. I'm not talking about, you know, the lizard people or the Illuminati or anything like that. I'm talking about blasé dishonesty. People who could not be bothered to tell us the truth if their life depended on it. And why is this? And this is so basic, you know. This is the easiest thing in the world to understand, and people don't want to understand it. They just, no. I can't, I'm not doing it, forget it, no. And it's foolishness. All right? You're a horse's ass if you can't accept this simple fact. I don't care how educated you've made yourself on the political game and how it works, because you're living in a matrix. And waking up from that and taking away their power is the biggest weapon in your arsenal. It's like if the Nazis were invading other countries and they didn't know that, let's say, Belgium had a particle beam. And Belgium knows we have a particle beam. And all Belgium has to do is fire the particle beam, and they will vaporize the Germans, and the war will be over before it starts. But they don't use it. That's what I'm talking about. It's like that. We have a particle beam. We don't use it. As long as we argue with each other, as long as we bicker, and I'm the expert. No, I'm the expert. No, I'm the expert. All that stuff is, that's what they want. I'm not taking a political side here. I'm done taking political sides. There is absolutely no advantage to taking a side for any reason. The reason is this. This is the reason why you can't believe anything anybody, whether they're Democrat or Republican, says. There's money to be made. You know, it's funny because we hear a lot of talk about the rich should pay more, the rich shouldn't pay more. What we don't realize is it's the rich that are in this political game, both feed in. If America remains a place where any Yahoo can start a business, build it from the ground up, and basically do the whole Apple slash Microsoft thing, start in a garage, end up as an empire, then what you have is a country full of rich people, which means everybody's equal. So you have to tip the scales in your favor. You have to create poverty. You have to create all these different things. Because then you having money means something. If everybody has money, it doesn't mean anything. Politicians aren't just dividing us. They're trying to push everyone down. The less money you have, the more wealthy they become. Now, they may not make another dime, but they'll be richer than you, a-hole. That's it. That's the game in America right now. Whatever or however it started 300 some odd years ago, it is not that now. It's no longer a government made up of the people. It's a government made up of elitists. Both sides. Look at the numbers, okay? Every president that's gone into the White House in the last 30 years has come out and started making millions. Why does everybody turn a blind eye to this? Why does everybody ignore this factual data? It is what it is. When you look at the numbers, you've got to, if you're sane at all, you have to say to yourself, wait a minute, I thought they were against this kind of wealth. And here they are. I mean, you know, the Clinton Foundation and people that charge hundreds of thousands of dollars to do a speech for 5 minutes. And you look at their net worth, and it's obscene. And you're like, wait a minute, they're telling all of us that it should be equal, except for them. Republicans and Democrats. They're exempt. Somehow, they get into this exclusive little club where they're politicians, and they get exempt from things like social medicine. You know they're not on it. Certain taxation, they're not on it. Their money, their health care, is completely shielded from everything they inflict on the lower and middle classes. And you know why they want to attack other rich people? Because they want to be richer. If they can destroy those people, utterly obliviate them, then they will be the richest people in the nation. And it doesn't end there. Look at Venezuela. One of the top economies 10 years ago, and now it's a dumpster fire. That's factual data. That's, you know, and I don't, yeah, you know what? Socialism is more of a tool in pushing everyone else down so that the rich people have everything. I'm not against people being rich, but don't be a bastard about it. You know, if I make my millions, so what? Make billions. If you don't like, and it's the whole, oh, look what, look what the Joneses have. That's what it is. It's the Joneses have a boat now. Well, I only have an RV. Now I need to get a boat and I need to get an ATV. So I'm better than the Joneses. Except it's on an absolutely atomic level. Okay? It's not just good enough that I'm rich. I've got to be the richest of the rich. And while I'm at it, I got to make sure nobody else enters the competition. So I've got to find a way to push the whole rest of the country down. Once I've done that, all right. Now I just got to compete with these other idiots. And I'll find a way to destroy them too. The term elitism isn't just something we inflict on each other and say, oh, you're an elitist snob. It really is a problem because everybody in that category thinks they either need to be or are better than everybody else. If they think they are better than everybody else, then they're not. They don't have more money. They don't have more toys. They will find a way because they believe it's their rightful place at the top. You want to know why people hate the Clintons? It's because that's exactly their attitude. They believe that their rightful place is at the top. Okay, you can't push an ideology like socialism, wealth redistribution, and all of that if you're not going to include yourself. And that's where Marx failed. He didn't eliminate the ruling class. He eliminated all the other classes in his ideology, not the ruling class. And so now what we have is these people running around saying, no, no, it was just executed wrong. No, it was executed exactly the way it was designed. That may not have been the intent. There may have been a faux pas, but that is the way it was designed. The people that get to call the shots, by default, wind up in a position where they can just say, you know what? We get everything. They get nothing. And you end up with Venezuela, people eating zebras and giraffes. The biggest tool we have in our arsenal is simply to disengage. Just decide we're not playing the game anymore. You know what? I don't care if you want to be a girl or a boy, and you're the other right now. I don't care if you want to be pants. I just don't care. Neither should anybody else. But if you involve the government, you're creating a problem. You're creating a wall that one day you won't be able to get over. And that's a huge problem. We need to disengage. We need to reject the system, and we need to reset.
The young may develop the marauding habits of the underworld. The underworld. Today, Americans of every age are in need of an essential part of community life.
The Vince Wild Show.